And then I remembered.
You bastard, I said. You fucking bastard.
What? Is this your wife? Yes.
I've met her.
I don't think so.
She was at Hay on Wye, at the literary festival, 2 days after you came to see me. She laid into me. She said my books were unreal and irrelevant. She was the reason why... I stopped myself. You put her up to it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was looking at me with innocent, even childlike eyes, but I wasn't having any of it. I couldn't believe I'd allowed myself to be manipulated so easily. Did he really think I was so stupid? I was furious. Don't lie to me. I almost shouted the words. You sent her. You knew exactly what you were doing.
Tony.
That's not my name. I'm Anthony. Nobody ever calls me Tony. And you can forget the whole thing. It was a bad idea, and it nearly got me killed. I should never have listened to you in the first place. I'm not going to do it. I stormed out of the room. I didn't bother with the lift. I took the stairs 12 floors back down to the ground floor and out into the fresh air. I didn't stop walking until I was halfway across Blackfriars Bridge. I took out my mobile phone. I was going to ring my agent. I was going to tell her that the deal was off. I still had 2 books to write for Orion. There was a new series of Foyle's War. I had plenty enough to be getting on with. And yet, if I walked away, Hawthorne would just go to another writer. And what would be the result of that? I'd end up as a minor character, nothing more than a sidekick in someone else's book, which would actually be considerably worse than being a real character in one of my own. They would be able to do anything they liked. They could make me look like a complete idiot if they wanted. On the other hand, if I wrote the book, I would have control. Hawthorne had admitted that he had come to me, and only me. It was my story. Hilda had done the deal, and now that I thought about it, I'd already done half the work. I was still holding my phone. My thumb was hovering over the speed dial. By the time I reached the other side of the river, I knew exactly what I was going to do.
We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of The Word is Murder by Anthony Horowitz, performed by Rory Kinnear. Text copyright 2018 by Anthony Horowitz. Production copyright 2018 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.